Today we begin a three-part series on one of the most luxurious and secure automobiles in America, the limo of the President of the United States. You may be surprised what you can see at this museum as we go from carriage to a limo tank on this edition of The American Countryside.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Scammers often try to dupe veterans to steal the VA benefits they've earned. Scammers may try to obtain sensitive information or collect payments over the phone, offer to move assets in order to qualify for pension, insist benefits may be sent directly to a friend or caregiver, or promise to manage benefits or file a claim for you. VA will never charge you for processing a claim, and only VA can determine eligibility. To report suspicious activity, visit va.gov/OIG/hotline.
Presidential limousines have a fascinating story, just as those who rode inside. Matt Anderson shares the story of those important cars from the largest collection of such automobiles.
The first one we have in the collection is actually a Brougham carriage that was used by Teddy Roosevelt when he was in the White House. They really didn't have automobiles in the White House until we got into William Howard Taft's administration after Roosevelt. So that's our earliest vehicle and certainly a precursor to the limousine.
Anderson shares the story from the Henry Ford Museum.
These cars start to be modified really as early as Franklin Roosevelt's limousine. It's not until Eisenhower that they start to sort of literally cut these cars apart and make them larger so that they can handle more people in them. And then the focus towards security really doesn't take off until Kennedy's assassination.
President Roosevelt's car, while not as secure as its modern-day relatives, did sport some new additions after the beginnings of World War II.
That car came to the White House in 1939, and after Pearl Harbor in 41, that's when they put in some armor plates in the doors and put in some interesting compartments in the back seat for hiding rifles or shotguns for Secret Service agents.
One of the most famous changes to a presidential limo did not involve security, though.
The bubble top is a name that we use to refer to Eisenhower's car, but that car started life as a 1950 Lincoln, and it was the first vehicle to be specially modified. It went to a coach builder in Grand Rapids, Michigan, who got the car, took it apart, expanded it, added some new features to it. But again, they're not security features, they're visibility features.
The bubble top, or lack thereof, would become important in November of 1963. That car and more is next time as we travel the countryside. In Dearborn, Michigan, I'm Andrew McCrae.